Hey guys, what's up? This is Crystal Amar, and you're listening to Crystal on the Beat podcast, where I interview golden era rappers as well as amazing up and coming indie hip hop artists. So let's get to it. So today on Crystal on the Beat, I'm going to be featuring The Narcosis from England, and we're going to be listening to his track Gold Koi as well as interviewing him, so stay tuned.
Your boy's dropping heavy bars like he's at the gym, got an attitude. Said that he can't win, heartstrings too thin, but I can't swig and throw darts till the reaper moves in. Into my room, nothing to lose, looking like a creeper, wanting twos, zonked on sleeper bruise. Catching zeds like a cheetah moves, scratching their heads. If you want a feature, better stack my meds, cause we ain't friends. Send me credits, let me free Benz before we offend Reddit. I'm that racetrack chiller, waste track killer, the way back biller, lazy Mac Miller. Yeah, crystal cocoon, I'm a caterpillar. I ain't made it yet because I lack filler. Whilst you're forcing that dumb low voice, talking to your mum's the reason I'm pro-choice. I've begun too recent to be making no noise, but I'm still trying to grow decent, not growing with the moan boys. That flow's so slow and moist, make your hoes rejoice. The world owes me a Rolls Royce, the world owes me upon the gold coins. I made eyes with the money, she's such a tease, like a playboy bunny at the crux of a lease. I don't find much funny, but I'm easy to tickle, that's why I get runny when I'm squeezed in the middle. I'm James Bond, but my aim's gone, and I'm heavy footed on a lame song. It's a shame, submit a long term claim form to have some fame installed and get my name recalled. Cocoon, I'm a caterpillar. I ain't made it yet because I lack filler.
All right, guys, so that was Gold Koi by The Narcosis. Stay tuned because up next is his interview. Hey guys, what's up? I'm Crystal Amar, and this is Crystal on the Beat. I'm very excited to have The Narcosis here from England. How you doing today?
Yeah, I'm all good. Thank you, mate. How are you doing?
I'm all right. I'm doing okay. Why don't you take a minute and tell us about how you got into music and how you developed your style?
How I got into music, how I developed my style. Okay, well, it all starts with Guitar Hero 3.
Right? Really?
Yeah, right. Right. So here I am on your podcast, you know, trying to be the rapper from England or something. But it actually all just started out with punk and metal, to be honest.
Nice. That's where I started too. So.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I think it's just angry white people softening up over time, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
So, yeah, and geez, that Guitar Hero 3 was a while ago, right? So, you know, just standing around playing, like, what was it, that Metallica tune. There was a Slayer song, a Gallows song.
Yeah.
And I was just like, yeah, this is more for me than, like, the Elvis that I heard, like, my mom, my nan, my dad, all that, like,
yeah,
around me as a kid. And then, you know, the family environment disintegrates a little bit and you start identifying with it hard, and one day you go, yeah, you two have got a behind my back arranged for me to get a guitar for Christmas, please. Like, you know, mum and dad made that work. I got the electric guitar, and I was kind of good.
Nice.
I was pretty good. But you know, I was like graduating from like punk and metal to like, I like thrash metal now. I like death metal now. And none of the kids wanted to play with me, Crystal. You know, you picture it. They all liked the pop punk, and I just skipped all that, you know, like, you know,
Right.
no disrespect, but I was just on the angriest shit. Do you know what I mean? Like,
Right.
anyway, no one wanted to play with little Nah. So I just jammed in my bedroom and wrote some disgusting stuff and taught myself to scream and all this, and was basically gonna be a one man thing. Except I was just kind of bad at everything else. I was good at writing. I was good at the performing and stuff, but the actually like organizing myself and recording and all that, just not that much happened, you know. Anyways, I go to university and I discover weed, right? And it was decent. And I learned to relax a little bit, but I still had like this like stigma against like hip hop. I thought it was for like airheads. Let's be fucking honest, it is. A lot of it is. A lot of it is just good time music and background music. And I just thought I couldn't identify with any of it, right? I thought I had no stake to claim in that world. And then there was like just a couple artists that like scratched that itch for me, you know? So angry stuff, trap stuff. And again, angry white guys making it accessible for me. I'm not gonna lie to you. You know, I was never in a gang. I was never around like much of that. It was more just individual naughtiness.
Right.
So eventually I was listening to this more dark, soppy emo stuff. And I was getting into it, and then I was finding that people could actually like scream at a beat and everything. And I was like, you know, I could do that. I could write that. And so for a year, I gave it a go. Just writing by myself and maybe trying to record myself on like my university laptop. I was trying to like get a degree and stuff. And that just weren't going that hot either. I'll be honest. Again, like all the material was there. It was just the finished product. I was never that like happy with.
Right.
So eventually my producer, JR, I'm sat in his studio right now. He's an old metal guy too, and he had gone through sort of a similar thing, where he decided like, oh yeah, I like hip hop and that now, but it's a bit inaccessible to me. Like I'm just an outsider, I'm just perspective. But like he's a really like talented geezer. So he wanted to be involved in it to some extent. I wanted to be involved in it. And I was like, well, you know, I've written bars. I can rhyme. I can deliver like a sad guy. So we did that for a bit. And, you know, it suited the name Narcosis or something. You know, we had a little bit of branding going on. A few people were connecting. And the thing was that no one English liked me. All right. All the American dudes. There was like a producer from Chile that was totally down. There was a couple guys from Russia that was down with it. And I was like, it's starting to like get a bit of traction, like me screaming at these beats. Now JR's in the picture and can do the back end of everything. Sheesh. Then I guess my taste in music just kept changing. Like the heavy stuff never went away, but like I actually finally got to join a band, not as a guitarist, but as the vocalist of like a hardcore band called Throw Me Under. And it was cool. It was what I needed. It was the outlet. It was holding a mic in front of people, and we did shows, and it was good. It was really fucking heavy. But then there was like part of me that was like, do you know, I've still got more to write and more to say that ain't necessarily screaming. It ain't necessarily like talking myself out of suicide or anything like that anymore. I actually feel quite positive about shit. So I decided to lift my voice a little bit, and we decided that we liked some of the lo-fi stuff and the more bluesy stuff that the English kids were putting out. So, you know, all respect to the heavy American trap and all the screaming and dark shit, because was the bridge, I guess. But that's not where we're at now.
Right.
You know, sent you them couple tracks. We're a little more lo-fi now. We're a little more bluesy now. Like I say, I can actually pop my voice and actually just rap clean without screaming. You know?
Right.
It was all right. So now we're landing in this sort of boom bap, lo-fi washiness, and it's all getting a bit psychedelic, and I don't know what the fuck to call it anymore. But, you know, we're enjoying it.
That's exactly where I'm at with my music. It started out as trip hop, and now I'm like, I guess it's like industrial trip hop, like, and I don't know what the hell to call it either. So I get it.
I didn't check your latest stuff. I've got to get on it. Is it out yet? Have you done like a release?
I have some things on Spotify. I just recorded a new song a couple of days ago, so that's getting mastered. So, but yeah, it's funny too, because it doesn't really get played that much in the United States, but over in the UK, people like my music. So,
and that's a beautiful thing, isn't it? Because like, you're not playing or doing what your locality might be doing. It might not be stylish. You know, you might not be the youngest kid on the block anymore. The internet's got your back.
Right. Definitely. So speaking of that, last night I had a date, and I had the most embarrassing thing happen. We were talking about when's the last time we were single, and he goes, oh, you know, probably about 4 years ago, like when I got out of school. And I was like, oh, that's cool. Where did you go to school for? And he's like, no, high school. I was like, you were in high school 4 years ago? He's like, yeah. I was like, do you know I'm 40? And he's like, yeah.
Oh, you're 40?
Yeah.
All right. Fair play to the kid. All right. Easy mistake to make. All right. You ain't crap so much. So,
yeah,
it looks good on people, right? Doesn't it? You
know? Right. I was like, oh my god. But I had been talking to him about music and about like old school hip hop and stuff, and then I realized like this kid has no idea what I'm talking about. You know, like he wasn't even born yet when these people were rapping. So
like I can relate to that a little bit, as in like, you know, I mentioned, oh, I'm into hip hop a little bit. You know, but people assume, oh, so you must have heard this, you must have heard this and that. And especially like being 26, I have like some catchment in those years, you know, but like I say, I wasn't on that. Like, I think the only rap that was relevant to me as a kid is like me and my dad used to sit in the car screaming.
So what's the last thing that you dropped?
Last thing I dropped. Now that is mostly JR's department, but I'm pretty sure it was Dark Dance. Pretty sure it was Dark Dance by myself and Will Powers. He's another UK artist, fabulous singer, great lyricist, honestly. And it was pretty, and that was like, it's quite an old song really, to be honest, but like when I listen to it, I'm like, damn, like that's the one I'm gonna show Nan when I go see her. See, I was happy with that.
Yeah.
And it was like I say, quite an old song, like quite a confident step. Like we had just tried a couple lo-fi songs and it went okay. But then I gave this one a go, Dark Dance, and it just felt right. So it was like, oh, that's the sort of song you would invite someone onto.
Nice.
And it was just... like it was trippy because, like I say, we went from like almost trap metal to like lo-fi. So that's been like almost a polarization.
Right?
And like it was like putting on like a new look or something and being like, do you know what? That like was still, it still satisfied everything about like what I like to write.
Okay? Yeah.
Blood and guts ain't there. All right. But like, I don't know. Yeah, it was just, it was a satisfying, like, yo, we're doing gentler, prettier stuff, and it's still funny. It's still fun. It's still got flows. You know, I still give you a little insight. You know, it was like seeing my writing work. in a new context again. And it was like from a pretty like similar time to like when I started hitting the open mics. Because I was like, well, I guess I'm not screaming at people right now. So maybe if I go to an open mic and we're playing these more lo-fi, bluesier beats, maybe I won't get turfed out, right? Because I already knew. I was like, you're never going to take trap metal to an open mic because you've got some indie kid with his fucking guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to come up and grab the mic and fucking start. Nah. You know. And I'm used to being the outsider anyway. Used to being that, you know, you've only got like hardcore and death metal to play, so kind of
right.
You don't get to play at the party, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was like a step where like, yeah, I've got some solo bits, and then we're now like, because like my album come out, the Eon of Stardock, and it was sick, but it was such a risk, you know, it felt like such an experiment. So it was like great when it finished and it was like fucking working, and I was like, do an open mic. And then with the confidence of the new suit on, we bring out Dark Dance and we're having features now. And it's like, this is a well-oiled machine and it's less angry now. You know, I'm not necessarily trying to be like easy listening.
But no, but I get what you're saying. There's a big difference between easy listening and just toning it down a little bit to a point where you're calmer and more comfortable with what you're doing. You know?
Yeah, exactly that. Exactly that. So there you go. Like, yeah, that was my last drop.
So yeah, I know that you do have something that you're working on, but you're not sure when you're going to drop that yet. But why don't you tell us as much as you can about it without giving it away?
So like, yeah, me and JR are still sitting on like songs that are like 18 months old. And yeah, a lot of them have died off, to be honest. Like, I'm not that clingy to them. I'm quite happy to even like do the trashy thing and recycle lyrics if I liked them that much. Do you know what I mean? But like, JR's a bit of a purist and he likes to drop these things, even if we've moved on a little bit. But then there's one that we totally compromised on easy. Like, there's this song that we put on this beat that was just a Foggy Day beat, and he called it that. And I just had these bars that come out and it just works so nice. It was like almost like a pop song. It just goes down quite easy. But it, again, it still satisfies everything I'm trying to write.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, we're happy with this song. It cannot go to waste. More of the lo-fi than the blues, but it's got a live bass on it. And JR, he'll get his bass guitar out and we'll like jam it in this very room, and it just feels good. So I'm like looking forward to getting that one out, and it's going to be called Gold Coys. I'm just in the process of getting the arts all out. Luckily I've got someone quite nearby to help me do that. She's on Instagram, Mother of Cats. Sick artist, honestly. Like, and it's all very like pretty illustrative stuff, but like bit like us, right? She can do the heavy shit as well, so she kind of gets my frames of reference. And yeah, I've got this like video of like these queers like all coming at me because I was like feeding them at this pond, and I was like, yo, take a favorite screenshot from this video and just fuck it up, and now I'm gonna release Gold Queers. So that's like coming soon. No date, no art yet, but there'll be announcements. And the listeners of the Good Crystallized Beats podcast are going to go, ah, there it is.
Well, why don't, at this point, you should probably let us know what your Instagram is so that when you do announce that, everybody will know.
What a great idea. All right. So I perform as Narcosis and there's a silent G at the start. So don't trip. It's not the G. Narcosis, because I ain't a gangster. All right, I'm happy to tell everyone that straight away. It's so the THEGNARCOSIS, and that's gonna be long for a lot of hip hop people. Nah. I'm still being an elitist prick, but the G Narcosis. Yeah, hit me up, look at my stories. I'm usually doing some like miles off, out of touch, political berating. I'm usually posting pictures of some bullshit, but now and then I make art and tell you about it.
That's cool.
It's not the most professional page in the world, I tell you. But
yeah, I try to keep mine, the one for the blog, I try to keep that professional, because for a little while I was posting clips of my music that I was putting out. And I had two of the artists that I've worked with before message me on Instagram and be like, you know, that's not very professional. I was like, this is my Instagram. So,
yeah,
you know,
and yeah, I definitely like feel bad. Like there's been times where I've like mouthed off at someone on Instagram, like being a keyboard warrior. I've just told them they're wrong in a fucking comment section or something. And then they've gone onto like my band's page and like saying, oh, your singer's said this or that and whatever. And it was nothing worth canceling, honestly. I'm from like the fucking cancel culture myself, all right? I fucking hate people. But this person was trying to screw me over, and my guitarist was like, dude, what the fuck? Whatever you're doing, stop. And I was just like, yeah. Yeah, maybe I need to stop telling people they're wrong on my page. Like, so whilst you're totally within your rights, obviously there's been times where I feel like you've got to separate your worlds a little bit.
Yeah, I actually created a separate Instagram that I use for my music, but if I think that something's really good, then I'll definitely post it on Never Nair, because I have like 4,000 more followers on there. So, you know, people are actually going to see it, because on my own Instagram, people, like 20 people will see it. So,
yeah, you know, and as much as I want to be like, oh, if I had a forum, I would keep it separate and all that. Nah, if I had a platform, I would abuse it, Crystal, you know. So just do what you got, you know. I was thinking, oh, maybe I'll get into politics, right? And then just be like, oh, no, you've all been fooled. I'm just a performer. Here's my album coming out.
Right. Yeah, I try really hard to keep it focused on the person that I'm interviewing. But every once in a while, I'll put in some tidbits about myself, or like in my articles, every once in a while, if something strikes me, and you know, I feel like it, I'll write something about myself. You know, like the blog and podcasts are like really about, after 3 years, they're kind of about me talking to other people.
You're the host, right?
Right.
It's gotta be. We've gotta be kind of interested in what you've got going on.
Yeah.
Surely, you know. I mean, I ain't gonna bring up other podcasters, but they do it. Right, they want to know about like their hobbies and the stuff they're probably getting fucking sponsored by and all this and that. You sponsor you. I get it.
Right. Yeah, I've done pretty good so far with not adding commercials to my podcast, because I just feel like that's fucked up to do to people. You know, like you're listening to an interview and then all of a sudden there's like a Gatorade commercial or something, you know.
Mate, if Gatorade money comes knocking at your door, you fucking take it.
Yeah. So what do you do for promotion? Like, is that something that the producer takes care of, or other than like your stories and stuff on Instagram?
Well, and posting on Instagram. No, dude, that's it. I've gone to like a few open mics, but nothing like about hip hop. So, like, that's the next step for me, you know? Yeah. I'm, like, gonna have to, like, pack up a little suitcase and fucking Paddington Bear my way up to London, do you know what I mean? We're gonna have to, like, are any of you lovely hip-hop people into it? But, like, see, over here, we're, like, real caught up in drill. We're real caught up in grime. I don't know if you've got that much, like, on drill and grime, but, like, fuck. That's like dominant at the minute, and like, you know, I'm trying to believe in abundance. We're a little island, man, and You know, I'm sure if I just go and set up a speaker somewhere in like I say, probably London, or I'll do some like big coastal places. Maybe I'll busk it. I don't know. But yeah, I'm shit at production, man. That's my thing. I produce music. Like that's wait, hang on. Production's not the word.
Promotion.
Promotion. That's how much it means to me, right?
Well, I've written two best-selling books about self-promotion for your music, and they're both under 60 pages because as much as I love rappers, I know they don't read. You know what I mean? Like, not a lot of rappers read. So I made these books very short and just stuffed a lot of information in them if you want to check them out. They're like 99 cents on
Right,
Amazon.
hey, little plug there. And honestly, you're spot on there, darling. Because, like I say, I can write, but I can only read four lines at a time. That is an unfortunately rapper trait I have.
So we're gonna have to wrap it up because we're actually running out of time, which never happens to me, but Zoom gives you like 45 minutes and then they're like, get out. So
Oh wow.
do you have any shout outs that you want to do, or you
Right.
know?
I've already told you about Mother of Cats, my art lady. You know, she's just one of those. She's art walking around. I love all that. I love her the bits. JR Sounds. Yeah, my producer. What a boss. Like the guy is Jack Black. Honestly, he teaches kids music. He's taught me music. He's been like gigging like death metal heavy shit since he was 14. Like honestly, jack of all trades. And shout out my cousin Ben, Lil Jammin, coming soon. I've taught him everything he knows. Shout out the Q Days, way bigger than me. They don't need a fucking shout out from me. But my little brother's band, I got him started on the bass, and he's fucking so much better than I ever was at guitar now. Like he's an inspiration.
Nice.
And obviously, big up Narcosis, huh?
Right, of course, you gotta put
Yeah.
that in there. So, all right, man, thank you so much for being on the show, and I will be in touch with you shortly.
Cheers, dude. See you soon.
Take it easy. So there you have it. That was the Narcosis out of the UK. Be sure to follow him on Instagram so that you know what he has going on. Make sure that you like and share and spread the good word. Hey, are you an up-and-coming indie hip-hop artist and maybe looking to get more fans and make a name for yourself? Well, I have a couple different ways that you can do that. First of all, you can go to nevernair.com/submissions and submit your links for review for a feature on the blog and podcast. And also, I have started a consulting agency at nevernairmedia.com. Definitely go and check that out. Looking for more episodes of Crystal on the Beat podcast? You can check us out on all streaming platforms as well as nevernair.com. All right, guys, you just listened to Crystal on the Beat podcast. I hope that you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed making it. Make sure you check us out again next week.